the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Of course, I'll be very brief, but I think back on Palm Sunday, or just a few weeks ago, actually, like it's five, we celebrated Ash Wednesday. And Ash Wednesday is, for me, so full of meditation and, in a certain sense, wonder. Because I think of all the people who come up all these aisles for ashes, and I do not know where they come from, or where they're going afterwards. I'm never sure if they are our parishioners, or parishioners from another parish, or parishioners anywhere. I do remember an elderly priest with whom I lived, and he said, of all the people, as they come up for ashes, maybe ashes for them, in the mercy of God, will be enough to save their souls. Just ashes. And why not? When they come up, do we not see how they come up? And they mark themselves, or get marked, I should say, with the sign of their king. And he is their king. He's the only king for them, truly, in their heart of hearts. They know it's not the politicians who will save them. It's not the high and the mighty. It's not the rich and the famous. Just this one. And he is king to them because he's so poor. He's as poor as they are. He's as hurt as they are. He's as injured as they are. He's as bloodied as they are. All these people that come up these aisles on Ash Wednesday. And he will be their king because he's a God who saves. He saves those just like us. This is not meant to be poetic or sentimental, because Jesus did possess a true kingship that was way more important than any earthly kingship. He was truly king, and we do not see quite how he rules until Friday. Today being Palm Sunday, we see how everybody's waving the palm fronds, Hosanna, Hosanna, Son of David, King, be king for us. And we'll see how he's king on Friday, when all his subjects, all his court, all his cohort, his retinue, line up at the foot of the cross, which has become his throne, the throne of this king. And you can see them on Friday with the eyes of faith. You can see them with the eyes of your body on Palm Sunday. Hosanna to the King. On Friday you see who his people are. The eyes of faith. The sick and the suffering. They're there on Ash Wednesday. And they're there holding out of the cross for dear life on Good Friday. The confused and the lonely and the troubled, they're all about him. And they look up at him on Friday for guidance and for strength. The heartbroken and the burdened, who got their ashes 45 days before, well, they're here now on Friday, and they are relieved just to be close to him. And they file by, they salute their king on his throne. And those are the crippled and the lame and the halt, who will not be cured in this life. But their hearts leap with joy to see their Lord. And this includes the senior citizens on their walkers and their wheelchairs. And they approach the throne of their king on Good Friday, just as they file down these aisles on Ash Wednesday. Those who become such a bother to their adult children, well, he will take care of them. He'll wipe them. He'll clean them. He'll help them walk again, and he will be their king. Only this time he will be their servant king. And they're all joined on Friday. Again, you don't see him on Sunday. You don't see him on Palm Sunday. You see him on Friday. The beggars and the braggarts, the drinkers and the druggers, the petty thieves and the pretty cons, and they walk by his cross with heads bowed. These are the ones who no one will forgive. And these are the ones who cannot sometimes even forgive themselves. But he will, because he's their king who loves them for their sorrow for sin. And before his cross lie the millions of aborted babies, the discarded and disposed of children of our society. And since their mothers and fathers won't take them, he will. And he will love them like no other. This is the court of Christ. The poor and the ill, the blind and the buffeted, the abused and the abandoned. No, they weren't there on Sunday shouting silly hosannas, fickle as any crowd in history. But they were there on Ash Wednesday, and they were signing on to be his people. They were marked with his cross, and they will be there on Friday when he most needs them. because that is when they most need Him. This, of course, is Holy Week. May we not be distracted by the palm fronds and the hosannas, but may we look to see that cross as a real throne. And may we see in His shame and His true degradation, real glory. And in His real crucifixion and in His death, the only gift that counts, the gift of eternal life. May we see in this Messiah the truest king that ever was. A king who does not ask His people to die for Him, but one who actually will die for them. And that's the only kind of king worthy of the name King. Hosanna indeed to the Son of David, the King of all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.